Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. But for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. I want to look at this tonight from a little different perspective. And I want to preach on this thought and look at this thought on seven wonders. Seven wonders that we see here in the Word of God. The first wonder that we see is the wonderful exhibition that God has. The exhibition of God Almighty. The Bible says the grace of God hath appeared. That exhibition of grace when God manifests. You remember today that the first time that God's grace was manifest to you, that you realize that grace of God. You say, Pastor, the grace of God. Yeah, that unmerited favor of God. When that grace come to where you was that morning, that night, that evening, whatever time it was, when that grace come to where you was, it pulled up beside you, praise God, and revealed itself to you, and you recognized and realized that wonderful exhibition of that marvelous grace of God, that grace that passes understanding, that grace that supersedes all, that grace that magnifies and uplifts, that grace, praise God, that gives us the faith to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, Lord of all, so that we can be saved. It was a wonderful thing. When that grace appeared, and it appeared to you, it's a wonderful thing. When it appeared to me, that grace come from on high. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't expecting it. But that unmerited favor of God, I sure didn't deserve it. But thank God that He was gracious enough to come to where I was when I was lost and undone. A little old tow-headed boy, mean as could be on my way to hell. Praise God, He come to where I was at. Touched me by His marvelous grace. I'm saved tonight. He began to do a work on me. You say, what was it? It was a work of grace. The wonderful exposition of God, grace. Praise God, it manifested itself to my heart. Manifested myself to my life. I began to see things in a different aspect. I began to see God high and lifted up. Praise God, above everything else this world had to offer. It became a spectacular sight. It became a spectacular image, if you will, in my heart and my mind as I see the great God of heaven. Praise God, who looked down with grace, praise God, upon me and ministered that unmerited favor, a favor that I didn't deserve, a favor I shouldn't have got. But praise God, because who He is, that exposition of grace that come down from on high, from the portals of glory, it made a trip all the way from His house to my house. Amen. Praise God. That wonderful exhibition of God Almighty. His marvelous grace that shines forth, praise God. The grace of God that bringeth forth salvation. He said, it hath appeared. Praise God. And it didn't just appear to me, but it appeared, the Bible says it appeared to all men. Praise God, salvation came down through grace, God, but ministered to every one of us. The magnificent wonder of the exposition of God, the exhibition of God's grace that manifests itself not only to me. It would be a magnificent thing if He had manifested to me, but He manifested to you, each and every one of us. That grace of God, praise God, that come to where you was. I know there's not one of us in here tonight that believe we deserve that. What we deserve is probably hell. Hell with our back broke. Alienated and isolated from God. But I'm glad tonight that God Almighty come down with His grace, come down in mercy, praise God, come down in love, come down to where we was, showed Himself in His magnificent grace, praise God, so that you and I could be saved tonight. Man, ain't you glad? Ain't you glad the exhibition of grace manifest by God was preeminent in our life. It got us it jump-started us, praise God, on our way to glory. He began to give us that manifestation of Him, who He is, and what He wants to do. It says He hath appeared. Amen. Praise God, that means it's past His. He hath appeared unto all men. Amen. Praise God. It's something that's already took place. It's already happening. Praise God. And hey, listen, I hope God hath appeared to you. I hope He's appeared to you in your life. I hope you've seen Him in His marked exhibition of grace as He comes to where you was. Amen. I hope everybody in here has seen Him. I hope everybody in here has recognized His grace. Amen. That marvelous grace of God. Unmerited favor. You don't deserve it. Amen. Let's not get heady and high-minded and think we deserve the grace of God. There's none of us that deserve the grace of God. But thank God He loves us enough that He manifests Himself to us. And we see His grace, praise God. It hath appeared to all men, every one of us. Everybody here tonight, if you're saved, praise God, you're saved because the marvelous grace of God, that exhibition of God's grace was showed to you. You saw it, praise God. You recognized it. You realized it. Amen. Glory to God. And you realize how sorry no account you was, but how great and mighty He was. Made great and mighty He is. Amen. Praise God. He's still just as great, still just as real, still just as much God as He's always been. And I thank Him for that today. Praise God. The wonderful exhibition, praise God, of the grace of God that hath appeared to all men. Amen. And then there's that wonderful character. That wonderful character. The Bible says that great God, that great God and our Savior. Amen. The great God. And our Savior, praise God. He's God, He's our Savior. Amen? That's who He is. That's God and our Savior. The wonderful character of who He is. His character is magnificent because He is God and because He is our Savior, praise God. And if He's God and He's our Savior, then His character is such, praise God, that would allow us to come under the envelope of who He is, praise the Lord, and see His power manifest in our lives so that we can partake of the character of who God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a magnificent prospect of being part of the character of God, knowing who He is. The great God and our Savior. Amen. He's great God. He's the God of the universe. Amen. And because of Him, in Him, the Bible says that all in Jesus Christ, all things consist. Amen. In other words, it's through Him that everything's held together. The character of God. He holds it all together. Did you realize, praise God, if it wasn't for the character of God, if it wasn't for the goodness of God, if it wasn't for Lord holding things together, we'd be in a mess. Amen. The Bible says in Thessalonians that when He that letteth will let's taken out of the way. When the Holy Spirit that's helping, that's holding this thing together, the Spirit of Most High God, amen, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, He said, I'll go and I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter, that comforter, praise God. And He said he'll hold things together. He'll guide you into the truths, praise God, of what God has for you and I. The truths that make a difference in our life. The truths that manifest themselves to us through the Word of God. Boy, we ought to plow through this book. We ought to manifest it. We ought to let it be manifest in our hearts and our lives and grow closer to Him we've ever been, praise God, because the character, the wonderful character of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great God and our Savior. Amen. He's the God by all things consist. He's the God that created this thing. Amen. Jesus put it all together. The God the Father put it in His hands. All things are made by Him. Without Him is not anything made that was made. Praise God. Everything was put together. It's held together by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why so many folks is falling apart today? They ain't got no glue to hold them together. Amen. Let me tell you what truth is. This blessed old book, praise God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a book about Him. And this is the glue that holds you together. This is the glue that keeps you solid. This is the glue, praise God, that will give you guidance and leadership. This is the glue that will show you the way. Amen. Praise God. One of the wonderful, wonderful things of God. One of the seven wonders is the wonderful character of Jesus Christ, our Savior. He came and lived among us, walked among us, lived a perfect, sinless life. He answered all the questions according to the will of the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was led of the Spirit. He was led of the Father. He was guided and directed by peace that passes understanding to give us the right answers at the right time. Amen. Jesus never had to stop and say, well, wait a minute, let me go pray about that. Hello? Come on. It's because of the wonderful character that he had to manifest the God of heaven. That's why the Bible said he's the great God and our Savior. The God of power that ministers to our hearts and give us the guidance and relief as the character, as his character would demonstrate. So he's not only that wonderful exhibition of the grace of God that's appeared, but he's also that wonderful character, praise God, that we can see in Christ God. Christ our Lord, our Savior, the Redeemer of our soul, praise God. Amen. So we see the wonderful exhibition and the wonderful character. But then we see that wonderful gift. That wonderful gift that we have. The Bible says in verse 14, he said that gave himself. The wonderful gift, praise God, that we got from God. God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus Christ himself stepped out from the portals of glory, laid aside his glory, came to earth, praise God, to live and love and bleed and die for you and me. He came, praise God, that through him, he gave himself for you and me. The wonderful gift, praise God, is a gift from heaven. It wasn't a satellite. It wasn't an asteroid. It wasn't something crazy, but it was God Almighty in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came down from the portals of glory, come down to where we were, born in a stable in Bethlehem, grew up in the love of God, praise God, to be the perpetual for our sins. The magnificent gift of God that we have today in Jesus Christ our Lord. What a gift we have. He gave himself, praise God, for us. The gift that keeps on giving. Amen. It's a gift that just keeps on giving. Every day, praise God, it's just like that gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. It just manifests itself in your soul, encouraging us along the way. What a wonderful gift we have. Because he gave himself. Have you ever thought about that? If you give yourself, what more can you give? Amen. If we give ourselves, what more can you give? I mean, just give wholeheartedly, unreservedly. He gave himself for us. He gave himself to us that through him, praise God, we might be saved. What a wonderful, wonderful gift I have today. What a wonderful gift you have in Jesus Christ as your Savior who gave himself. He gave himself for us, for me and you, that through him we might be saved. Praise God. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. Amen. And then number four, that wonderful work. That wonderful work that he did for you and me. He gave himself for us. And that's absolutely magnificent. But look what else he says. That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself. Praise God. A peculiar people. He said that he might redeem us. The wonderful work that God Almighty through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God the Father did in redeeming me and you. Praise God. He came and there was a price that had to be paid. There's a price that you and I couldn't afford. We couldn't pay it. If we had millions and millions of dollars, we could not have bought our redemption. There was no money, praise God, that could be paid to buy your way out. Amen. There's no way you can't, there's not enough money in this world to buy redemption. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd just die and go to hell lost without God. But praise God, because of that marvelous gift, because of the wonderful work that Jesus did in redeeming humanity. Amen. Praise God, when we was on the auction block being sold in sin, sold under sin, Jesus Christ come to where we was at. And he said, going once, going twice, he third time. He said, I'll pay the price. And he paid the price for your sin and my sin. He redeemed us from the auction block of sin, praise God, from a life of death and dying and going to hell. And Jesus Christ, a wonderful work. Because of the wonderful gift, we were redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Like that song, "I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed." Praise God. I'm glad today I can say I'm redeemed, can't you? Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ paid my debt, my sin debt. And I've been redeemed. I've been bought. My price has been paid. Praise God, it's stamped, it's marked, and the blood of Jesus Christ paid in full. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God, he knows that. Hey, praise God, there's nobody can erase that. Amen. It's sealed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I believe with all my heart He died for my sins. He died to redeem me from the pit of hell. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He redeemed us from all iniquities. It's good it doesn't say He redeemed us from some iniquities. He redeemed us from all sinfulness. Amen. Praise God. You know what that means? Said, if we'll try, praise God, but James says, if we'll resist the devil, he'll flee from us. But I say, I'll go be of it. He said, I believe if we resist this old flesh, praise God, we'll overcome it through Jesus Christ, who's already overcome. Because He's redeemed us, praise God. He's redeemed us from all iniquities and purified us. Amen. So not only with the wonderful work of redeeming, but He's also purifying us, cleaning us up, amen, making us into what He'd have us to be, making us into new creatures, new creations in Christ Jesus. That one day in a little while He can present to Himself, He said, without spot or blemish or any such thing. He said, all the glory, hallelujah, we'll just jump up and take recess and praise the Lord. He said, all the defilement of this world, praise God, one day will be put away from us, and we'll enter into the portals of glory. Like Adam then was singing, we'll stroll through those eastern gates, we'll stroll down that hallelujah avenue into the portals of glory, shouting and praising God through eternity. Amen. Amen. Boy, what a time that'll be. Amen. Redeemed. Purified, praise God. Purified, have a pure people. You know, a pure people, we ought to have a pure conscience. Amen. If we ever get a pure heart, you'll have a pure conscience. Amen. In order to have a pure conscience, you got to have a pure heart. We come to the Lord because we've been redeemed. Because He redeemed us from all our iniquities, our sinfulness. Every time we've missed the mark, every time we've come up short, Jesus redeemed us from that, and now He's purifying us, praise God. I'm talking about a wonderful work, praise God, of redemption and purifying of God's people. He calls us, amen, calls us out. He calls out this world, calls us away from ourselves. Come on. Calls us away from who we are, really, and calls us unto Himself to make us into who He'd have us to be. Praise the Lord in one day. One glorious day. Amen. But we see a wonderful gift. We see a wonderful work. But we also see, the Bible tells us here, a wonderful people. A wonderful, wonderful people. Praise God. Because He's redeemed us from all iniquity and purified us unto Himself. A peculiar people. It's a wonderful people. And a wonderful people are a peculiar people. Amen. Hey, it's okay to be a little odd. It's okay not to fit in this world. Amen? Hey, I don't want to fit in. Amen? I don't want to fit in this world, praise God. I want to fit in the family of God. I want to fit in the eyes of Jesus. I want to do that to bring glory and honor and never defile His blessed name. Amen. Amen? Praise God. I want to be that peculiar person. We need to be peculiar people. A little different. Amen. When we go into the world, praise God, you go into school, you go into a job place, you go into Walmart. My goodness. That's the craziest place I ever seen. You're liable to see anything at Walmart. It's better than a three-ring circus. Or I might say worse than a three-ring circus. They don't tell what you might. But praise God, we ought to be a peculiar people when we're even in Walmart. People see a different person at Walmart. Amen. because of a wonderful people, because of called out people, because of a peculiar people, because we're different. We're peculiar in the way we believe. We're peculiar in the way we act. Praise God. We're peculiar in the way that we react. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, when you got those people that's around you, you know those tater people? They're agitators and instigators and all that kind of stuff. And they the kind that like to push your buttons just to see how you react. I had somebody do me that way this week. I was trying to talk to them, and they was trying to push my buttons. Amen. Messing with me just a little bit. I caught them with a wink. Amen. Just to see how you react. But God Almighty, praise God, He gives us a character, His character, praise God. He gives us the work that He does in redemption and in purifying, praise God, and gives us to a place to become a wonderful person, a wonderful people, a peculiar people in Christ Jesus. So we don't act the same. We don't react the same. Amen. He said, preacher, it's kind of peculiar if people just don't fit in, do what everybody else does. Yeah, we're peculiar. He said we're a peculiar people. Amen. He redeemed us out, praise God, of our iniquity. He purified us in Himself. A peculiar people. A people that act different, react different, that behave different. Amen. A people that's going to be different. One day in a little while the rest of the world, lost and undone without God, is struggling in this world trying to figure it out. We know, praise God, the end result. We know where we're going. We know the plan of God Almighty. As His little children, praise the Lord, we're just following our chief shepherd, and one day He'll lead us into glory. Amen. It's like they were singing, praise God, we'll stroll down Hallelujah Boulevard. One day in a little while, praise God, as a peculiar people unto the Lord. Peculiar, different, not the same as everybody else, but in a good way. Amen. It don't take a dyeing hair and all this other stuff to be a peculiar person. Honest to goodness, we was over at the hospital with my brother yesterday. There was a little old girl come through there, and she had purple hair and just all kind of crazy. I thought, my goodness, why do people do that? You want to be different. Just love Jesus. Let people know that you love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and you'll be all the peculiar that you need to be. Jesus will bless you for it. God can get the glory out of it. But we see a wonderful people. They're peculiar people. And then we see a wonderful life. A wonderful life, praise God. And He says it's in that life that we have in Him. He said that we should live soberly. Verse number 12, righteously and godly in this present world. Amen. He said a wonderful life is a life that's lived soberly. That's having an essence of mind, a state of mind, praise God, where our thoughts and our thinkings is mindful of who God is and what He wants to do for us and who He'd have us to be and the direction He'd have us to go and what He has for us when it's all said and done. And the hope, praise God, that's in Christ, that's nowhere else in this world. And the love, praise God, He has to bestow, that He bestows in our heart so we can bestow it to others along the way. We can pass it out like candy to a kid. Amen. He said, but it's a wonderful life, a sober life, to live soberly in this world, in a state of mind, praise God, that's focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, thinking about what God has in store for us. If we get to thinking about what God has in store for us, about our future, praise God, it'll give us clarity of mind. Our thinking will be clearer on what we want. It'll help us to make the right choices and the right decisions for God's glory, which will lead to that wonderful life of righteousness. He said, live soberly and righteously. Amen? That's that right living. It's never wrong to do right. So Brother Bill will say, it's time to do right right now. To live a righteous life in Jesus Christ. That's it's right according to what God says. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks. Hey, the one I'm worried about is what Jesus thinks. I'm worried about what God the Father thinks. I'm worried about what the Holy Spirit of God's trying to show me to minister to my life so that I can be a minister to others. So I want to live soberly, praise God. I want to have the clarity of mind, the purity of mind. I want to have that righteous life, that righteous living that's pleasing to God. Amen. And I want to live godly. Not only soberly and righteously, but godly. That's God's word. Amen. Or in other words, I want to live toward God. Amen. I want to pull myself out, praise God, because of clarity in my mind, because of my righteous walk, God, because I want to walk right. I want to walk Godward. I want to keep walking toward God. I want to keep walking, praise God, towards His presence. I want to get closer to Him every day. We have that ability, praise God. Because the wonders that we see here in the Word of God, the wonders of the marvelous wonders of God that get us to closer day by day, encourage us in the right direction that we can see our loving Savior one day in a little while. That wonderful life that we have, the wonderful life that we'll have when we get over yonder. Boy, I tell you, it's exciting. Amen. Smile at me. It's wonderful. It's going to be good. Amen. It's going to be good. A wonder. We're going to have a wonderful life. It's not the story that they play at Christmas. It's for real, praise the Lord. And we get to partake in it. A wonderful life in Christ our Lord. Amen. So we have six things here that lead to seven, six wonders that lead to the greatest wonder of all. All of these lead up to a wonderful prospect of what's going to come. Wonderful prospect of what's going to come. He said, looking for that blessed hope and a glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The wonderful prospect. Looking for, praise God, that blessed hope. Who's Jesus? That blessed hope is our Savior. That blessed hope is the Savior from glory. He's real. He's alive. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, anxious on the edge of His seat, praise God, chomping at the bit just to step off into glory, step off out of glory and call us unto Himself. Amen. Praise God. Wonders of wonders is that blessed prospect of Jesus Christ that we're looking for. That is that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. Can you imagine when He appears? My. Can you imagine? I just imagine every day at the clouds is just going to part, and they're going to hear a shout and a trump and come up hither in a magnificent light. Amen. And we'll lose gravitation, praise God, and we'll just out of here in a moment and twinkling of an eye. He said we'll be changed. Amen. Change from this that we are to that God would call us to be. And we'll be with Him in His presence. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. The great God. Not a little bitty God. It's not even a little G. Praise God, it's a great big God. The good God of heaven, praise God. The big G God. That's who we're going to see. One day in a while, one of the wonders, greatest wonders, praise God, is a wonderful prospect of seeing that great big G God one day. The God of the universe, praise the Lord. And our Savior, mine and yours, the Lord Jesus Christ. One day in a little while, we're going to get to see Him. Amen. We're going to see Him face to face. We're going to see Him in reality. We can see Him in reality today when you believe, praise God, in your heart. I see Him in my spirit, praise God. I see Him moving in my life. I see Him in every aspect of things that's taking place around us. I see Him saving old sinners. I see Him convicting saints. I see Him redirecting our paths. I see Him drawing us closer to Himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said we're looking for that blessed hope. Looking for it. Expecting it. That's looking with expectation. We're to be looking expectantly today for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. His appearing. It could be any minute. It pays you to be ready. It pays us to be ready. Anticipating His coming as if He could come at any minute. Praise God. That's why He would close with this. Titus would close in chapter 2, Paul would close to Titus. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. He said, hey, listen. He said, this is important stuff. He said, this is important. He said, these magnificent wonders of God that's taking place is in the life of men. He said, you get to partake in it. He said, it's real. Amen. Praise God. When people put you down and they say, there's nothing to that. Amen. Don't let them despise you. Don't be discouraged. But just keep on preaching it. Praise God. If they don't want to hear it, just go somewhere else and keep proclaiming it with a loud voice. Keep telling about the wonderful, wonderful things of God. The wonders of God that He manifests to us. Even then, there we live, praise God. It seems peculiar that God Almighty, even today, in the time and the turmoil that we live in, could still be manifesting Himself the way that He does to His people. Still calling out a people unto Himself, a peculiar people, praise God, a people to a wonderful life of soberness and righteousness, praise God, in godliness, God-wordness, amen. Because that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prospect that we have coming in days ahead. One of these days in a little while, praise God, we're going to get to be with Him where He is. Because that's what His high priestly prayer was. That you and I, did I say you and I will be with Him where He is. That's what Jesus desires. And when He prays He's well-pleasing to the Father. So whatever He desires, the Son gets. Amen. Why? Because, did I tell you, He's well-pleasing to the Father. Amen. And a father, praise God, wants to be pleasing to his son. And a son desires that you and I be with him where he's at. Amen. Praise God, where he is. And when he appears, when we see him, then we'll be like him. Praise God. What a blessed hope we have in Christ Jesus. The seven wonders in the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. When we see it come to pass, and we'll know that we're partakers in it with Him because He loved us that much. Amen.